The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, and that's how you know it's Friday, because it says that Friday thing there.
If it wasn't for our little show opener on a Friday, I don't think we would know what day it is.
It's both of us today, a little bit out of it.
We've had a weird week this week, Credo.
Yeah, but it's going to be a good show because it's Friday.
Thank God.
What more do you want in life, right?
Happy end of the week, everyone. We made it.
All right, here's a little tidbit for you.
Oh, please.
So, a little while ago... Oh, can't even remember when. Went for a wine tour up the valley.
Oh, lovely.
Now, at the start of the tour, you're very discerning.
What does that mean?
It means like you're very careful.
Oh.
You try all the different wines. You go, oh, I think I like that one a little bit more.
Very mindful.
Yeah, exactly. And then you pick very carefully. At the end of the tour, you know, winery number 3 or 4, you're like, oh, how good's this? I'll have 2 bottles of that. I'll have 1 bottle of this one. And you're very, very loosey-goosey on the ordering.
It's like you become trigger-happy on the
very
winery.
Very much
yeah.
so. Last night, I think I tasted like a winery 3 or winery 4 choice.
Oh, no. So it wasn't that great?
It was okay. But it wasn't like something I would, you know, buy on a tour. I would never choose that in winery 1.
It's because you didn't spit it out. You had to swallow the wine on your wine tour.
Oh, you,
sometimes
of course.
You're supposed to spit.
Wow. People tell me that, but I'm a big swallower, I'll have you know. Every time.
Hey, you're paying for these wineries.
Never waste a drop.
No, that's true.
That's my life motto.
I agree. I have to agree.
So, yeah, look, it wasn't a great wine. And I won't know. It was a Hunter Valley wine.
Just a basic one.
It was fine, but I was like, oh, did I really spend $24 or something on this?
Oh, dear.
Surely there are better choices. Yeah, there were 2 wineries ago.
Oh,
anyway,
my gosh.
All's well that ends well.
Just go to Liquorland, like your Coles brand
no.
type of wine. That's
I like
what I do.
Local stuff.
Yeah,
you know
true.
That.
That's true.
Damn. The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel good Friday feeling.
So oh, this is a bit of fun.
It
so,
is. Ari, you are. Okay, you got to turn that one down.
Yeah.
There you go.
Down
it goes.
Put down the faders, y'all.
A little bit more, a little bit more.
Okay, all right. So those playing along at home or in the car, so it's
going.
Me on the buttons.
Ari's being trained for the first time on the buttons. It's a rite of passage.
It really is. I've been here for like a year now, just about.
Yeah, and it's just the bosses were like, you got to teach Ari the buttons. I was like, no worries at all.
It feels really strange because I haven't like worked on a panel like this for like a couple of years.
Yeah.
So and everything just looks different to me now.
I keep looking over nervously as well. That music, I would still bring down a little bit more.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, you have got this. God, that was some good fading. Oh, my God, that was smooth as silk. And by
that, I mean,
we have some work to do.
Excuse me. It could have been a lot worse.
First time, you're absolutely nailing this.
Oh, thanks.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
To the state of Tasmania, what I like to call Australia's boot. Right? Because it just sits down there as a little boot
on
the bottom, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, obviously, the Tassie Tiger has been the talk of, I guess, everyone for a long time. It went extinct in the 30s. I was right. I did my little research there.
Very sad.
It was very sad. And then 2,000 years before that, they were actually all over the mainland as well.
Really?
Yeah, but they got extinct here as well.
Oh.
Anyway, they were very, you know, healthy down in Tassie until very recently.
Yep.
And a company in America, Colossus, has teamed up with the University of Melbourne, and they've put together a very comprehensive genome, and they reckon they're only 3 years away from rebirthing Tassie tigers.
So they've basically taken what's some leftover DNA somehow and just mixed it up in a lab. Is that what they're doing?
At a very basic level, kind of. Yeah,
nice.
So they've got lots of DNA samples because there's heaps in museums all over the place, like stuffed ones.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think there's one down at like the Canberra Museum and all that type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a few stuffed ones around.
Yeah, sure.
So they've grabbed some of that DNA out the leg or something, I assume.
The little foot.
Yeah, well, they still want to leave it on display there. They just want to grab a little bit of cheeky bit of DNA for their, you know, experiments.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then they're using, like, wolves and dogs. They reckon they're going to be able to birth one from that.
Wolves and... that? No, that'll be, like, a mixed, I guess, kind of... What would it be, mixed breed?
No, I don't think so. No. So they're going to like fully implant the DNA of this tiger and it'll be a full Tassie tiger born. This is what they're claiming.
Only
3 years away, they think. Like a kind of IVF type situation.
All I'm picturing is like two hounds or dogs or whatever wolves are mating and then they get one impregnated, then they inject like all of the DNA into like the female's uterus or whatever and then pops out a tiger.
Believe it or not, it's probably a bit like that but more scientific.
Okay.
So
pops out.
Look, I'm a little bit skeptical because I've been promised Tassie tigers before.
You have.
And it's never been delivered. But they're saying 3 years away. That seems like a reasonable timeline. And if it's true, I can wait that long.
We're going to have to hold them to it.
Yeah, please.
Same with the mammoths.
Yeah, that too.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
There's a sheriff, a head honcho cop over in Georgia. This is in America. In Cobb County. He's the sheriff. Sorry, I just love doing that.
Yeah, you know what? I quite enjoyed it. Give us a bit more. Imagine you're the sheriff for a second.
Okay. Do you want me to read this first sentence?
Yeah, please. Okay. Sheriff Ari here.
Well, a Georgia sheriff, his name is Craig Owens, grew so angry when Burger King actually messed up his order that he called his deputies to the store. I can't do it.
All right.
That is so difficult.
You know what? That was pretty good.
Oh, gosh.
The
okay.
The cops have arrived. You're not happy with your order.
So earlier on this year, this sheriff, the top cop, I want to say, called his deputies out to a Burger King in Mapleton. It's just a suburb there. To help address his botched order. So according to body camera footage that's been saved from this incident.
Oh, my God.
The sheriff... who was an opponent in like an upcoming election, so he was up for re-election at this time, says it was an abuse of his position because he basically dispatched three of his deputies to the fast food restaurant with the sirens blaring because he claims that a worker actually stuffed up his order. So
imagine this, right? This is the equivalent.
Yep.
You're at the Broadmeadow Maccas.
Sure.
And they, instead of giving you, you know, a Big Mac meal, they've given you a quarter pounder meal.
Yeah.
And then you get on your little walkie-talkie. 4-4, we've got to get more police down here. They've stuffed up my order. And then they arrive in their squad cars.
Well, they did, actually.
What a crazy place America is sometimes.
Well, apparently the sheriff wasn't even, like, on duty or anything. He was just, you know, out of uniform, sitting in his vehicle at the parking lot of this Burger King. And then he says to one of his deputies, hey, do me a favour. All I need is the owner's name of whoever owns this damn facility or the manager. And I want to be able to talk to the person who stuffed up my order and... like, give out an official complaint. So he's not going to arrest anyone. He's just, like, he's just so cranky and having a little tanty.
Oh, it's so easy just to go, give us some different... You've given me the wrong burger, give me another one.
Pretty much.
What an absolute sore...
Sore loser, sad sack,
terrible,
whatever.
All of that.
You know he's had a bad week or a bad month, though, because, like, that would be just the tip of the iceberg. Someone getting your order wrong or didn't, like, cut your burger right.
And then you blow up and call all the cops. How ridiculous.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Oh, and I am excited because it is Friday.
Yay!
And I talked about this last week. I got the tip off that there is... you can go to the Mayfield Mosque on Fridays and they sell a bit of food.
Okay.
One of the dishes, biryani, which is one that I absolutely love.
This is not a commonly known dish for a lot of Aussies.
Yeah, so at your Indian restaurant, you can usually order it. Basically, it's like a kind of spicy rice dish with like marinated chicken and like cut up, there's a bit of veg in it and stuff.
Yeah, I've had a beef one before as well.
The beef is good too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited. It's 12 bucks.
That's so cheap.
Yeah, they just have a little stall there and you're good to go. And it got recommended to me, so I'm going to try it today.
It really is an insider tip. It's kind of like a if you know, you know type of thing.
Exactly, because I've walked past there heaps of times. I'm always taking stuff to the post office or whatever.
Yeah.
No sign or anything. You have to know.
Wow.
So I'll give you the report on Monday what it's like.
Oh, please. You heard it here first.
Love Indian food.
Yeah, so love do it. I. Oh, I can't wait to hear all about it.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We're talking about SeaWorld in Shenzhen, which reopened this month following a 5-year renovation. So this is like breaking news. People are very excited to go back to this aquarium. Obviously, they haven't been able to go there for years. Well... they've done a bit of a fail, okay? A whale-sized fail. Apparently, people are calling out the SeaWorld in Shenzhen because they found a deep fake. Apparently, in one of their big tanks, there's a fake whale shark.
Hey. So you go in expecting this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll see a whale shark. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. And then you get there. Well, how is it fake? Is it just a TV screen or something, is it?
It's a robotic shark. So visitors were eager to check out. This is a theme park star attraction, right?
Yeah.
So visitors were eager to check it out, the whale shark, the world's largest fish, capable of attaining over 60 feet in length. However, many felt cheated after realizing that the sea beast was actually just a mechanical doppelganger.
You know what? I actually think this is great.
Why?
Don't lock up the whale sharks in a friggin' cave, you know, in a tiny aquarium. Mm. They're too smart, they're too big, and they're too lovely. Get the fake ones in, make them really, really good. If only people are half realizing, that means it's excellent. And you go, that's roughly what it looks like. It just lives in the ocean and it's real.
Yeah, but at like $40 a pop, you're charging these people to come into your SeaWorld. And the star attraction isn't even real. Well,
it's pretty funny.
By at least 3 o'clock that afternoon, people were already demanding refunds. Everyone's up in arms. So apparently reps from SeaWorld have addressed the criticism, claiming that the RoboShark, which actually cost millions to construct, was not devised to catfish the visitors, but in fact to adhere to laws banning the trade of whale sharks. So technically they're trying to do the right thing.
And thank God.
Except they weren't...
upfront about
clear
it.
Clear about it, yeah.
Right, they went like, this is a robot.
This reason.
They should have just gone, this is a robot. You can't buy these animals anymore. This is the best robot you can get.
Look, just try and import some great white sharks from Australia's beaches and then you'll be good.
Well, that is a possibility as well.
Yeah, we need to get rid of the sharks here.
Oh, no, we don't. They're good for our ocean.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, over the weekend, I know it was a week ago.
Yeah.
But I've been simmering on this for a while.
Okay, tell me about it.
Went to my friend's baby shower, which is very nice. They just had like a little casual barbecue at the park, right?
Nice, okay.
Which is a nice way to do it. It was at Thomas H. Holton Park at Crowdis Bay.
Okay.
They've got like this pirate ship playground there.
Cute.
Yeah, it was cute. We went down there, lovely sort of spot right by the bay, by Crowdis Bay there, and you go, oh, this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was chatting to my mate who had set up the barbecue and stuff. He had a prime position because he wanted to do a barbecue. He wanted to do some snags and stuff.
Right.
And I said, oh, great setup you've got here. He goes, yeah, I had to get down here at 7:45 in the morning.
What?
And I was like, are you kidding me? What are you talking about? He said, yeah, I got down here and I wasn't even the first one. This is on a Sunday morning at a time that starts with a 7.
People aren't meant to be awake at that early on a Sunday.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. He said, but if I hadn't got here, I would have missed out. There were already people here and I had to then fend people off who wanted our table. He said it was extremely competitive. And when I looked around, I was like, wow, every single table in this area is taken.
What is it, a Boxing Day rush? Well, like, it sounds like just around Christmas time.
Well, that's, okay, a Boxing Day morning or something near the beach, you go, okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
This is a regular old Sunday.
At Crowdis Bay.
At Crowdis Bay.
Seriously?
I mean, a beautiful spot, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not like it's a coastal, you know, haven.
Well, I don't know. Here's my thought on it.
Yeah.
If it's that popular and that hard to get a spot...
Mm.
The local council has not built enough picnic tables.
There needs to
be more. And, and you know, we pay rates. And if it's that popular an amenity, it's not something I've ever, you know...
thought about.
...wanted to go for a table and competed for one ever.
No, me neither.
But if I see people, that many of our local, you know, people in Lake Macquarie out there competing for tables every Sunday, that means they need to build more.
Oh, well, if you go to, like, Spears Point Park on a weekend, oh, my God, every table is chockers.
Get more tables, Lake Macquarie Council.
And barbecues.
Yeah, and barbecues as well. Now, I've done a bit of research for you because, you know, you might be feeling a bit busy if you're listening this morning.
Yeah.
First option, obviously, you could go to Alfresco Outdoors and Heating. They're friends of the show and they're, you know, or... perhaps somebody from the council could go in, restore your outdoor and get some stuff for the Probably not the right idea, actually.
No, don't
do that. Just buy something with your budget.
Yes.
Or if you're strapped for cash like Macquarie Council, I've got a backup at the moment.
The lotto?
No. Bunnings has this video online how you can build picnic tables out of scrap material.
Oh, done. Just go down to like Summerhill Waste Management Centre, pick up some old spare wood.
Exactly.
Start hammering some nails in. Done.
Exactly. Just follow the little video. It's a 10-minute video. Surely you've got the attention span to follow that.
Absolutely.
And build us some more tables. Stop being so cheap and not having enough tables. Your local residents need them.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
For yesterday, so Mama and Papa, they came back from their big trip around Tassie.
That's right, the Apple Isle.
Yes. Oh, well, speaking of, I've got a story about that. So anyway, so I picked them up from the train station. They flew in yesterday afternoon, happy as two pigs in mud.
No,
they were
nice. A holiday
thrilled.
Is good, isn't it?
It is. It
good
is
for
good.
The soul.
Well, they didn't want to come back. Dad was like, oh, Dahl, can we just stay for a bit longer? Like, I don't want to go home. This is fantastic. They
Why
loved
not?
It.
They should have.
Mm. So they went to all different parts of the state, did some helicopter rides,
oh
did
my
a lot
God.
Of bushwalking around Cradle Mountain. It was sensational. So last night, so we were sitting at the dinner table having a cooked meal together, which was lovely.
Family dinner.
Yeah, that's right. Even like as soon as we sat down, Daz is like, oh, the family is back together. I'm like, you were gone for 10 days. Calm down. You weren't gone for a month of Sundays, dude. Just chill. Anyway, so that mum was just like, right, I'll grab the suitcases and I'll start pulling things out. So she was like, I bought you, your brother and your sister-in-law and also our sister-in-law's mum some bits and bobs from Tassie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Little gifts.
Yeah. So Samuel and Sarah got heaps of stuff. Because
really?
They're going over to America. Mum's sure. just like, well, we just want to load them up with Aussie gear.
Gifts, yeah, nice.
Anyway, so I ended up getting, now this is one that I already knew about, a raspberry Tasmanian gin.
Oh.
Very expensive from Salamanca Markets. But I was like, get me the small bottle so I feel less guilty about the price, please.
Did you taste it?
No, not yet. I'm only opening
special
that.
Treat.
Special occasions, and I'm going to wrap it up for Christmas.
Oh, for yourself. Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
Now, what about your boyfriend, Will? Did he get anything yet?
No.
He's not deep in the family enough yet?
Well, Mum and Dad love him. It's just, Mum actually asked, should we get something for Will? And I said, no, you don't need to. Like,
he
I don't know
need
what.
Nothing.
No. I would have loved to have gotten him something, but I don't know what he would want, to
right,
be honest.
Right, okay.
Yeah, anyway, so it was okay.
Relationship's still too fresh, I get it.
Yeah, sort of. So then also Mum and Dad brought back like a little metal, like, motorbike figurine for Samuel, which was really cool. I got a keychain.
Oh, nice. And a t-shirt. All I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Nope. Half a bag of apples.
Half a bag?
Yeah.
What happened to the other half?
They ate it.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Earlier in the week in the show, we talked about how NAB, the bank, mm-hmm. has said no more booze at work parties, basically.
Yep.
Bit of a booze ban because, they haven't said why. They just said that's happening.
Something about culture or I don't know.
All I can guess is a few things have gone wrong at work parties
Probably.
Along the journey.
Yeah.
And sometimes it does. Work parties can really go wrong.
Oh, well, go wrong, but also go off, like people go
well,
hard.
That's true. Christmas parties. Now, we were talking about it behind the scenes yesterday, and, you know, producer Mark was saying, look, sometimes tensions simmer throughout the year.
Yeah.
You're working away together, and for good or for evil, things can go wrong when people, they have a few drinks. They're not normally used to drinking with their workmates, right? I remember years ago going to CNC Rocks the Hunter, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's for a work event, work party. My old boss fell down the hill, broke a leg.
On
the terps.
God, on the terps.
She had had a good... There's all the wines there because it's in the Hunter Valley. She was having a great time. Tumbled down the hill, broken leg.
That's terrible.
It certainly is. I've seen at another party. There was a different kind of tension that was simmering.
Right.
Been simmering all year.
Uh-oh.
Two people that work together, hooked up together.
Oh, different, that type of tension.
Different type of workplace.
I thought you were going to say they punched on.
No,
oh
no, not at all. It was a different type of tension, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's something about Christmas parties that make people be a bit loosey-goosey.
Yeah, any work event where there's alcohol involved, it seems, can, you know, work parties basically can cause these types of things, right?
Well, usually you just relax into it throughout the night, don't you?
That's it.
Yeah, just like, you know what, it's the end of the year, we've all worked hard, let's celebrate, but then you end up celebrating too much.
Sometimes it can be a trip and fall, sometimes it could be a punch-on, like you said.
Yes, for me, this was a couple of years ago now, I was working in hospitality at the time,
sure.
So hospitality... They go hard.
They don't mind a little cheeky drink at the Christmas party.
Yes, this is when I was living, you know, out west.
Yeah.
And so that Christmas party was great. Everyone had way too many.
Yeah.
I had a lot of wine. So I was dancing with a lot of people, right? We're all just dancing, but like really going for it, like some bangers, like Tayo Cruz or something was playing.
Sure.
One girl, one of my colleagues, actually ripped her pantsuit right up the back because, like, she was dropping too hard.
I love that, though. That's very funny. Something you talk about the next day.
Yeah.
All right, this is what I wanted to do here. As we get close to the silly season, let's face it, it's not too far away. Christmas parties are starting left, right and centre.
Yeah.
4967-4105. What happened at the work party?
I'm sure there's got to be quite a few stories.
Surely along the journey. It doesn't have to be Christmas party specific, but somewhere, you know, where there was a work party that's happened.
Even like when some companies go really hard on the 4th of November for race day.
There you go. Could be that as well.
Yeah.
And that's getting close too. What happened at the work party? Good, bad or, you know, ugly, whatever.
And let's go to the phones now. Selena in Aberglasslyn, good morning. What happened at the party?
Oh, well, you know, minors can be pretty fun, that. Anyway, we had a work Christmas party last year. So basically one of them got, he got kicked out and he decided to piss on the front steps of the front of the venue.
Oh.
And then as he was going down the steps, he slipped on his ass and rolled down the steps. And then later on he was caught sleeping in a pot plant out the front when the Uber driver was coming to pick him up. But they were all trying to sag each other anyway, so there was a couple of, you know, how you going? A couple of them went there and, you know, the other one was eyeing them off and trying to pick them up and there was a bit of fight over that one as well.
Oh my God.
She's mine!
And anyway, I used to be a banky, so anyway, we used to have the whole region in Sydney bank things anyway. One of the blokes was... Harvey Norman, but he was married to one of the branch managers. Anyway, he decided to have an affair with one of the other branch managers' wives, and he was busted sneaking in. She was going to Harvey Norman all the time buying all this stuff, and the whole region knew she was having an affair with the Harvey Norman bloke.
Oh.
And they were hooking it anyway. We still spy out the window and have a look and going, oh, she's going for a usual quickie because she used to go there every lunchtime.
Oh, my God. There's so much to that. I think Selena has been to every single scandalous, like, Christmas party in New South Wales.
Jeez, to last a lifetime.
And there was a lot of mentions of Harvey Norman, who are great friends of the show.
Yeah, we're not holding that against him.
Not at all. It's obviously just one person doing all of that. But what great stories. I love slipping down the steps in his own pee. What a way to start your Friday.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, let's load you up with some prizes this morning.
Game time, baby.
It sure is. Lowest Deluxe. A welcome if you've never heard this game before. Mm-hmm. Here's how it works.
Go.
I get three things from around the local shops or whatever.
Sure.
And you just need to put them in order from the cheapest to the most expensive, the lowest Deluxe, if you will. So
beautiful.
Cheapest, middle, most expensive. Let's meet our contestant for this morning.
Going to Argentina. Good morning, Tiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. You know how Lowest Deluxe works?
I listened to it yesterday vaguely.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to give you three things. You just put them in order. Cheapest, middle, most expensive once I'm done, okay?
Okay, sweet up.
All right. Here we go. Item number one is a Lego Super Mario World Mario and Yoshi set. This is quite big.
Is it a game or...?
No, it's a Lego thing that you build.
Oh, Lego.
Right? But
okay.
It's a collaboration with Super Mario World.
Okay.
It's quite a big one from Frontline Hobbies at Broadmeadow.
Okay.
Item number two, from Coles at Market Town, Uncle Toby's Rainbow Berry Roll-Ups six-pack.
Okay.
Right? And item number three is a meat, cheese and bacon pie... from Miller's Bakery at Shortland.
Oh, I had one of those the other day.
Did
so
you?
Good. Oh, my God, so good, guys.
Pretty luxe pies over at Miller's, aren't they?
So what have we got? We've got the Mario Brothers Lego set.
Mario and Yoshi. Yeah, it's a quite a big one from Frontline Hobbies, okay. Broadmeadow.
You've also got the roll-ups, a six-pack.
Six-pack of roll-ups, 94 gram.
Yep.
And you've got the meat, cheese and bacon pie from Miller's Miller's Bakery at Shortland.
All right.
So what do you think of those is the cheapest?
The pie,
the luxury pie from Miller's.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. I'm going to put the roll-ups.
The roll-ups, okay.
Yeah, because I'm a roll-up girl and I love a roll-up and I know them price off the bar in my heart.
Okay.
$1.75 when they're half price.
Okay, all right.
Great.
So you're putting the roll-ups first now.
Okay.
What do you want in the middle?
I want the pie.
The pie next.
Okay. I want the pie too. Okay.
And that leaves the Lego as the most expensive. Is that what you're locking
yes,
in?
Yes, because I've got the Lego.
Ooh. Jeez, you are all over this, Tiff.
I feel like I've made this for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think you did. My son's going to be excited when I tell him that I've found a new Mario Lego for him.
I love to hear that. Okay, here we go. Let's reveal some prices. All right, from Coles Market Town, the Rainbow Berry Roll-Ups, 94 gram, are $5.50.
Okay.
All right, the meat, cheese and bacon pie from Miller's Bakery at Shortland, and I'm looking at the picture here, it looks good.
Yeah.
Comes in at
$6.50.
You are still in this, Tiffany.
She's rubbing her hands together.
Come on, let's go.
Lego Super Mario World Mario and Yoshi from Frontline Hobbies Broadmeadow comes in at the price of dollars.
Come on.
$179.99. Yeah! Congratulations. You've got yourself an hour of Simbay hire at Rippit Golf Broadmeadow, which is fantastic. Over 300 courses to choose from around the world.
Of course, being in the family pass, rather, in the draw for the family pass to go see the Newcastle Jets tomorrow night. Well done, Tiff.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
You are very welcome and good luck. Another local winner.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
All right, let's do this thing. Let's start off with your Friday, which is today for your What's On Guide to the Weekend. You've got
sure
your Fast and Loud Festival. This is happening at Lake Macquarie. So basically what this is, it's a bunch of boats. Blood pumping action when it hosts the Fast and Loud Festival.
I love Fast and Loud. I love this festival.
I can't handle that. Anyway, speedboats, Lake Macquarie, yes. Get around it. Okay, then you've also got The Little Mermaid. This is on at the Young People's Theatre in Hamilton, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. until Saturday,
nice.
November 2. So, yeah, if you want to see some live musical theatre, go along to that. You've also got the Twilight Fridays at Map Mima. This is the Multi-Arts Pavilion in Spears Point, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. as well.
Nice.
Tomorrow, Saturday. You've got the Tim Winton University at the New University of Newcastle Great Hall at Callaghan at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's just basically...
Is he just doing like a show or a Q&A or what is it?
Don't even know, but...
Superb.
I haven't prepped today.
He's a great author. He's done, very prolific, isn't he?
Yes, that's exactly right.
So you're probably doing a bit of a chat or something. That would be good.
Yeah, the Newcastle Pride Festival is still on as well. This is running all the way up until the 27th of October.
Nice.
So tonight, for example, you've got the Labyrinth Beats. This is on at Bernie's Bar. Also, that's in King Street. And then tomorrow, you've got the actual Pride Fair Day. This is happening at Gregson Park in Hamilton. There's also a free history walk called Glamour and Grit at Market Square in Hunter Street. So you've got plenty of stuff going on for your Pride Festival. It's supposed to be wonderful.
I can do the glamour.
That's it.
You can do the grit.
Okay. You've also got 10 years of Common Circus. This is on at Hamilton, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. to celebrating Common Circus over there. On Sunday, you've got the performance of Emma Holland. Here comes Mr. Forehead. This is at the Newcastle Comedy Club in Newcastle, 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Everything there is good at the Comedy Club. Always a good night.
That's exactly right. You've also got at Bartholomew's, one of our amazing bars here in Newcastle, from 1 p.m. till 4 on Sunday, the Ink Gin High Tea. Have you ever had Ink Gin, Crevo?
I can't say I
have. Oh my gosh, it's stunning. It also changes colour when you add like certain mixes to it.
The ones that turn purple, is it?
Yeah, things like that.
I have tried those. Love that stuff.
It is fantastic. Also, on Sunday, get ready for this. You've got the Fernley 15 Fun Run. This is the 15-kilometre Fernley track run.
You should do that.
Look, I did it a couple of years ago. It was really fun. Don't have time this year.
Is it?
Yeah.
You couldn't just zip in this weekend and do it?
No.
Last minute rego? I'll sign you up.
No, thanks. I haven't ran 15Ks in a long time. That's on from 7:30 a.m. and it runs throughout most of the day as well.
Nice.
Quite literally.
A lot of great things in and around our region this weekend. Get out there and enjoy it.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Okay, there's been a little article that's been popping up over the past week. It's all about Nigella Lawson. So this is a celebrity chef.
Yes, let's have a little listen to Nigella Lawson.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
She is really, I don't know, she's a bit quirky, isn't she?
She is. She's a great chef. She's
very good.
Yeah, but she's also very pretty and has a sultry voice. So
very sultry.
And everyone loves her for that reason.
Sometimes, she's always cooking in the middle of the night as well, which I don't understand. And she goes down into her kitchen and she'll be cooking in a dressing gown. You think, what is going on?
She appeals to the everyday person, I think.
I guess so. I like her a lot.
So apparently she's admitted to eating something certain in a weird way. So what she does with her toast, she gets it straight out of the little toaster, immediately butters one layer on the slice, lets it cool off for a couple of minutes, not even, and then butters it again. So then you have like the butter melted through and then the butter layer on top as well.
Like a sort of buttery spread.
Yes.
And then she cracks salt on top of that.
Yeah.
That is a bit weird, isn't it?
I wouldn't do it. One layer of butter's enough.
It's
thanks,
plenty.
Nigella.
Yeah.
So this is what we want to do, because we've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
4967-4105, what do you eat in a weird way? Now, it could be you, could be someone you know, Dobbin, anyone you know, maybe it's a family member, your partner, whatever. So I have a couple, and one just sprang to mind from last night. So I got a big bag of beef jerky from Costco.
Sure.
You know I love me some jerky.
Yes.
So I was sitting at the dinner table, and I'm like, I want a snack. So I grab like the little pieces out of the bag and I have garlic salt in front of me. So I put like a sprinkling or like a little small pile of garlic salt on my dinner plate.
Sure.
Put the jerky next to it. Then I have like some sour cream. So I grab some like a dollop spoonful of sour cream, put it on my plate. And then what I'm doing is I'm picking up little pieces of jerky, slightly dipping it in the garlic salt and then dipping it in the sour cream and then munching on it. So that's how I eat my beef jerky.
That is really weird, Ari.
It's bloody beautiful. Though, let me tell you. Okay, a second one. I haven't done this for a while, but when I used to eat a lot of banana bread, I would like tear off the outside crust because like it never tasted any good. But I'd get like the middle bit. I would chop it up into little chunks, like of all the innards and whatever. Squish them with my fingers into like little balls and eat them like little banana balls.
That is weird as well. You are like perfect for this.
And then another one. This is not so weird, but some people might find it weird. Ice cream. So when you get like a couple of scoops of ice cream, put it in a bowl, usually you just eat it like that. Well, what I used to do was like, I used to like whip it up and mash it up with my spoon into like a little frappe thick shake type of thing. And it was like a little solid paste or whatever. And then put a little bit of like icing sugar and some like chocolate sauce on it.
Oh my God, your quirkiness never ceases to entertain me.
Do you have any weird habits when you're eating?
Okay, so mine are more maybe like weird combinations.
Okay.
My old housemate used to swear by this.
Okay.
Part of the reason we kicked him out of the share house, I think, he used to put on his toast peanut butter and Vegemite.
Ew!
Like, that's what I used to say. It's an absolute no. We got rid of him. It was stuff like that, couldn't stand for that.
Crazy.
One that I do that's a bit weird, ice cream with crumbled up Jats crackers on it.
What? Because
it's like salty and sweet.
Oh, bro.
No, it's actually really good.
Salted nuts on
it. No, it's really good. It's really good.
Yucky.
All right. Well, this is the sort of thing we want to do here. Maybe you want to dob in your partner or something, or your friend or housemate, whatever, kids. 4967-4105. What do you eat in a weird way?
Yeah, we'll take anything.
Or is it a weird food combination?
Mm.
In Rankin Park, Emily, what's yours?
Okay, when I was 10, my friend and I used to walk to the corner shop to get the hot chips and the big fountain tomato sauce.
Yep.
We'd come home and she'd put the fountain tomato sauce on every one of her fingernails to make it look like she had red nails.
What?
And eat the sauce off her fingernails. And even at 10, I knew that was unhygienic.
Yep,
you are absolutely right.
I don't even know what to say to that. That's spooky.
The council, like food inspectors come through, they're like, that's an absolute no in every single way.
And we never saw Emily's friend again. Okay, going to Brooke in Newcastle. Good morning. What's the weird thing that you eat in a weird way?
Hey, to eat a cinnamon donut with Vegemite on it.
Ooh, wait, that is odd. A sweet and salty situation.
Wait, I'm so confused.
Like, so do you spread it on with a bit of butter as well, or?
No, just the Vegemite to spread it on and eat it. It actually tastes really good.
How many times do you eat this, like once a week, once a month?
No, I pretty much eat it every day.
Oh, my God. Instead of toast, you're using cinnamon donuts. Weirdly, I don't think that's a bad idea.
I think it would be worse if she put cheese on it as well, to be fair.
Well, be.
She's not
don't
a
give her ideas.
What I think. Millie in Wall's End, hey, what's something you eat in a weird way?
Oh, my God. I eat M&Ms and tomato sauce.
Huh? Wait, are you dipping the M&Ms in the tomato sauce or do you put, like,
yes.
the M&Ms in a bowl
or?
And then, yeah.
Yeah, I just dip them in there.
One at a time? Any specific type? There's so many types of M&Ms. What what area are we going?
Mostly just the usual ones.
The regular
sometimes
ones.
The peanut ones.
Treat yourself with a little peanut and tomato sauce.
I think I'd be too scared to try that, to be honest.
Yeah, the whole thing is scaring me.
Okay, let's wrap this up with Liz in Cardiff. Good morning, Liz. What do you eat in a weird way?
Good morning, how are you? It's not me, it's my beautiful daughter-in-law.
Okay.
And she only eats particular cake, and the reason she only eats particular cake is because she rolls it into a ball in her hands before she eats it.
I'm on board with this because I do the same thing with banana bread, Liz. Yeah. Tell her she is absolutely normal.
What type of cake is it? Can you reveal
Mud
it?
Cake?
Or is it a secret?
Oh, she loves I think it's more like the chocolate cake because you can roll it and
Yes, I think this is brilliant. Yeah, not weird at all.
Ari, that one is Ari approved.
Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue, now in 5 locations. New FMs, restore your outdoor.
Oh, here we go. This is the last morning that we're doing this. We're putting another lucky Novacastrian or Hunter resident into the draw to win $2,500 worth of outdoor furniture. Thanks to Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber.
The Weber Barbecue.
The weather is not so great today, but it's for sunnier weather. Complete your outdoor look.
Oh, my God.
Alfresco,
do you want me to jump in here, Ari?
If you don't know what this is, where have you been?
That's right. You got to listen out for certain key songs, and this one is the one that's going to play before the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one you're listening out for, Bernard Fanning. Have a listen.
I just want to wish you well.
Cult classic.
It is a cult classic. Mm. It is a good vibe. Make sure you're listening out for it. When you hear it, 4967-4105, call up. Let's put someone in the draw. Someone was listening very carefully. Mm-hmm. And that someone is Susan in Aberglasslyn. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
How are you today?
Never seen it better, Crevo.
Yeah, that's what I like. You know what? I love that positive attitude.
Yes.
Good stuff. You are in the draw, first of all. Your spot is secure,
yes.
So well done on that.
Thank you.
Now, out your place at Aberglasslyn, let's describe for the listener the, I guess, outdoor area at the moment.
Mm.
Okay, so it's not too bad, but it could do with a bit of maybe a refresh on the outdoor furniture,
I feel.
Okay.
A bit of a zhuzh up.
Yes, absolutely.
Have you got some certain items in mind, Susan?
I probably like maybe some outdoor setting, but I really like one of those big heavy-duty cantilever umbrellas.
Oh,
yeah.
If you get one of those at your house, you feel like you're on holiday, don't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
And that's what you want because, you know, Aberglasslyn, it's a beautiful part of the world.
It is.
And if you have a cantilever umbrella, you are living. Am I right, Susan?
Absolutely, even better. Out the back with some bubbles. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking my language. Yeah. Don't forget to invite me if you get this, all right?
Oh, you're welcome anytime. Anytime.
Bring the bubbles.
Good stuff. Yeah, I'll bring the bubbles. Well, good stuff. Well done. You're in the draw, and it's as easy as that. Mm-hmm. And there are a few more chances throughout the day.
Yes.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, yesterday behind the scenes, you impressed the whole team because someone said, oh, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, and straight away you knew the theme song.
Oh, absolutely. I haven't watched it in years, but it sticks with you.
Now, could you still sing it to now?
Oh, I feel like I need to, like, get my my hat on, my special Pirates hat. Okay.
Oh, that is just perfect.
It's nowhere near.
No, you get it. And this is how good Ari is with theme songs and stuff. So what I thought we could do here is a few to see if you can how quickly you can identify them.
Mm-hmm.
So your name is your buzzer. Buzz in when you're ready.
I'm ready.
I'll start easy and we'll go from there, okay? Just a few just to get things going, all right?
Okay. Ari.
Okay,
Friends.
What have you got for us?
Friends.
That is correct.
Ten seasons, baby.
That is very quick. All right, how about this one?
What? Ari?
Okay, yes.
It's not the theme song, but it sounds like a backing track to Outlander.
No. Incorrect.
What
I
is
want
it?
You to think movie, right? Because some of the movies. I'll play a little bit again.
It's not Titanic, is it?
It is Titanic. Yeah. Well done.
It sounded Scottish.
Well, it's got a little bit of that element to it. So
very cool.
One out of two, but the second one you sort of got after a while.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one?
What is this? Ari.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones.
That is correct.
I was like, I know that. But I was like, I had to go, do, 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 do.
You needed that little bit to get there. All right. How about this one?
Okay.
Have a listen to this.
Ari.
Yeah.
I hate it. Star Wars.
That is correct. For one that you hate, you got that very quickly.
Oh, it sticks in your head like nothing else.
Some would even say maybe faster.
Oh.
Faster than Friends. So which one do you deep down love more?
It's Friends, obviously.
It is obviously Friends.
God.
No, obviously not. Okay. And one final one. This is a little bit of a stretch one.
Okay, it's going to hurt me. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Here's what I'm thinking. It's slightly before your time.
Ooh, okay.
Not by much, but by a few years.
Yeah.
All right, it's not that far before. No, no. Okay, here we go. See if you can get this.
I can't do this all. I'm no Superman.
Ari?
Yes.
Is it Scrubs?
Yes, it is. Congratulations. You got every single one with a little hiccup on Titanic. That is very impressive.
I thought
impressive.
It was going to be Smallville.
No. You did well. Scrubs, trust your instinct. Trust your gut. Isn't that the real lesson?
That is.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, it might be Feel Good Friday, but you also know what it is.
What?
Tomorrow, Feel Good Saturday, because the Newcastle Jets A-League season opener.
Yes!
Tomorrow night, 5 p.m, baby!
Count on the Jets!
Oh, my God, this is so exciting. We do have to talk about the Jets a little bit here, because I am feverish with anticipation. I can't wait to go see the boys play, and also the girls. So, with Jets playing tomorrow, they're banking on a lot of new players to, I guess, give us a really good chance this season to climb the ladder.
It's a new set up for the squad, right?
Just about. Like, there's obviously been a couple of players that have signed on with other clubs here in Australia, but also overseas, so they're expanding their horizons. That's great. Good luck to them. We've also got a couple of returning players as well.
Nice.
Like, of course, Ryan Scott, our amazing goalkeeper.
Friend
as well.
Of the show, yeah.
He's a great man, great player. But, so they just had their season launch earlier this week, which was wonderful, and the photos from that event, they all look ready to go.
Nice.
You can see it in their eyes. They're hungry for a win.
And you know what? I have my fingers, toes, legs, everything crossed. It's going to be this Saturday.
Well, one new player in particular is Brazilian import Welisol. He's a forward attacker. He looks like a very tough player, so I wouldn't want to be against him in defence, let me tell you. Also, what's interesting about this game tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have a Hawk 127 jet aircraft fighter from the RAF base at Williamtown fly over.
I love a jet flying over jets.
Mm-hmm. Also, something else for us to know. Earlier this week, the Jets also launched their latest initiative. It's called the Past Players Suite, right? So former stars Ben Kantorovsky, you also got Jason Hoffman, who only just retired, and then Nikolai Topor-Stanley were on hand to unveil the concept. So basically, that means all the past players, there's like 50 or so, like, sure, and whatever, still living around here, they've been invited to enjoy, like, a corporate suite every time we have a home game.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, bring their friends and families along too.
Nice. And you bring that sort of experience and stuff to the, back to the club in a way, don't you, which is brilliant.
So the club apparently is expecting a lot of previous players to come and support them tomorrow, which is fantastic.
How good is that? All right, well, like I said, let's cheer on our Jets this weekend.
Come
we
on,
need
boys.
Them to do well.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Cost of living pressures are felt by everyone at the moment.
Always.
And I think a lot of people feel like when you go to the major supermarkets, sometimes stuff, the price is higher, and then, oh, suddenly it's slashed to half price, which is the price it should be,
yes,
right?
Yes, I agree.
And there's those half price specials. A lot of people, I guess, rely on those in a lot of ways to get their groceries at a reasonable cost.
I usually shop only yellow tickets, for example.
That's it. And especially your big ticket items, like, your laundry liquids and stuff like that, that costs, if it's full price, like $40.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
And that's a big chunk of change. There's this guy over in Perth who's working on a program, like a computer program that will become a website.
Okay.
And he's got a working prototype. So this is getting close to launch, he said, that will predict when your big ticket items, or any item really, is going to go on half price at Coles or Woolies.
Oh, this is big.
It is big. So you could say, for example, oh, only buy the, I don't know, the Dino...
Turkey nuggets.
Well, no, I was thinking about the laundry detergent or whatever. That's the only... but sure, turkey nuggets is fine as well.
Okay.
Chicken nuggets, your favourite ones. You only buy that brand.
Yep.
And at full price, they're so expensive, but at half price, you go, yeah, I can afford that.
Mm.
You type it into this website that he's almost done building,
yep,
and it will say it's predicted to go on special on Thursday or next week or the week after. And it uses historical data from when it's gone on special before. And apparently, using his program is very predictable. And he says he's predicting over 90% of when things go on special at the right time.
This is so cool. It's kind of like a chatbot AI meets a calculator meets a catalogue. Like, this
exactly
is really cool.
Right. Yeah. And if you're, you know, a family on a budget or whatever, it's trying to save money where you can.
Or a single person.
Yeah, even. That, yep. Or whoever is on a budget. And that's everyone at the moment with the cost of living crisis. To be able to predict when stuff is going to go on sale and go, oh, it's going to be on sale next week at Woolies, I'll just wait.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we've got half a bottle left, we can, like, work it out to go to here. Or you can be a lot smarter with your budget and save heaps of money. Because there's nothing more, like, frustrating. You buy it and the next day it's half price. You go, oh. If only I knew.
I wonder how we haven't, like, done this already, like, developed this.
Well, great question. Probably because, you know, these big supermarkets probably don't want you to know that information.
Of course they don't.
But it's coming soon. So, you know, keep your eyes out. And I'm, like, watching where this information's getting posted. As soon as it's released, I'll let you know, because this is the tool we all need.
The Crevo, the finance guy. Here
That's
we go.
It. I've got my eyes out for you guys.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
A reminder before we go. Mm-hmm. Today's the last day for Restore Your Outdoor. So you've got to be listening at all times throughout today and up through Joel with your live and local drive home.
Mm-hmm.
Listening for those important songs. They're, like, pretty well marked. So, you know, keep your ears on UFM at all time, because it's $2,500 worth of outdoor gear.
You don't want to miss it.
Spend your way with Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of the Weber Barbecue, now in 5 big locations. And on Monday's show, we get to announce the winner.
Woo! I'm so excited for that.
So am I. Very, very thrilling.
Life.
That's right. Now, the other big important thing happening this weekend is, of course, the Newcastle Jets.
Oh, my God. They are taking on Melbourne City tomorrow afternoon. This starts at 5 p.m., the kickoff, okay? So this is the start of our A-League season. Mainly a new team. Okay, we've got some returning players, but mostly new. We've got new management. We've got also a returning players suite. There's heaps of stuff going on for the Jets at the moment. So good luck, boys. We are giving a family pass away to Liz in Cardiff, who called up this morning, dobbed in her daughter-in-law. Apparently, the weird way that she likes to eat cake, she likes to bundle it up, like a certain type of mud cake or whatever, bundle it up into little balls and then just eat them like that.
Very strange.
Good storyteller. Congratulations, Liz.
You've got the prize. That is us done for the day. Have a great day, everyone. Yeah. And we'll see you on Monday.
See you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.